All right, let me jump on into today's opening monologue. I remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Stan McDonald, 30-year veteran in the practice of law. Oh, by the way, he is a longtime conservative, and I'll tell you, he's the sponsor daily of your Right Side Way, and I will tell you more about Stan here in a few minutes. All right, this one's going to be a bit philosophical. Sometimes I have to do that. And I got to ask by starting off, have you ever noticed how some things can evoke memories without even trying? It's like there's a scent in the air or a sound or a voice and you're suddenly transported back to a different time. I mean, smells are that way. There's actually a thing scientifically called the Proust phenomenon. The Proust phenomenon, where the brain's olfactory pathways kind of light up and they connect direct to the portions of the brain that processes your emotions and forms your long-term memories. You can suddenly smell someone's fried chicken and think about Sunday dinners from years ago. You can smell a certain scent in the crowd and be reminded of somebody else's perfume that you knew. Me personally, I can smell jet fuel at a burning at an airport and I instantly think about hot loading on a C-130 for a parachute jump. Or I could smell Old Spice aftershave and immediately think about my dad. Music is that way too. It is. Music. Listen, songs can instantly transport you back to a sense of things. Not just the memory of them, but the actual feelings that may have accompanied them. Certain songs are just tied to certain moments in time for everyone. For me personally, I can hear a song by like Journey or Def Leppard, and somewhere I can picture exactly where I was in high school cruising around in my 68 Mustang. If I hear Johnny Cash sing Sunday Morning Coming Down, or Glenn Campbell sing Gentle on My Mind, I'm suddenly a kid again riding in the back seat of my dad's Ford LTD as he pops an 8-track into the dash player and taps on the steering wheel while one of those two songs might be playing. And then more recently, there's a band called Three Doors Down and a song they played called Away from the Sun. I remember where I was in Baghdad when somebody played it. It's sort of a mournful song about someone who is constantly clawing and fighting to get out of the hole they're in to try and get back to the sun. But it's also a song about striving and not quitting. I can't hear that song without thinking about the guys that I served with, the things we did, and the ones we lost. Away from the Sun was written by members of the band, Three Doors Down, and especially band member Brad Arnold. Three Doors Down was a band formed in the garage of one of the members when they were in high school, just three guys in high school in Escatapa, Mississippi. And believe it or not, they were actually walking through the streets of Foley, Alabama one day, and they saw a sign on a wall, and it gave them the inspiration for their band name. The career of those guys was amazing. It was one of those Cinderella stories, but it came with a lot of problems. Brad Arnold himself got lost in the bottle. He became a full-blown alcoholic, but despite his success, he wasn't happy. And then he met Charlie Daniels, the legendary Charlie Daniels. And Brad Arnold talks about how one night in 2016, he hit rock bottom and he spent an hour on the phone crying with Charlie Daniels and his wife, just the two of them listening to him and encouraging him and telling him there was hope. This is his words. He said, quote, Mr. Charlie answered the phone that night and I just sat there and cried to him. I just sat there and cried on the phone for probably an hour talking to him and his wife. And they had compassion for me and he understood me. He didn't get on to me. I just told him what the problem was and he told me what he thought the solution was. And that's the guy, Brad Arnold, who wrote the song Away from the Sun about the struggles of life. Well, he suddenly found new life overall. Brad Arnold credits Charlie Daniels in helping him to become sober, but more than that, Charlie Daniels helped him to find his faith in Jesus Christ. So yeah, Brad Arnold, lead singer for Three Doors Down, the guy who wrote a song that still reminds me about life in a war zone, actually gives his personal testimony on stage at every concert now. It's an amazing story of redemption as Brad Arnold actually found his happy place again. So I'll be honest, I think that song has a new memory now tied to it for me. But I gotta say, this whole thing about the memories and finding the happy place, I'm generally speaking an optimist. I tend to see the glass half full. I also choose to try and find the best in people, and it takes a bit for me to finally say that there's nothing just good there anymore. And Charlene's that way. I hope that we've raised our kids that way. When you can literally find a bright side to your dark moments, it can actually help carry you through. Oftentimes it's a matter of faith. Sometimes it's just the way that God's wired me, but I also find myself occasionally forgetting. I do. Getting mired up in the moments when I feel like I'm away from the sun. Trying to scratch and claw and try to get out of that hole, but I have to find that place in my heart and my mind where I can rest and be reminded that there is still sun shining. I heard a pastor named Bill Johnson say not long ago that faith does not deny that a problem exists, Faith just denies the problem the ability to have influence. Well, Charlene and I have had some extended periods of separation in our 36 years of marriage, all usually due to military service, never about our marriage itself. It was always about my job taking me places. Somewhere along the way, during one of those long-distance phone calls, one of us was expressing how much we missed the other, and I responded, "Yeah, but if we didn't miss each other, it'd mean we'd have bigger problems." Well, that's just finding the sunny side of a difficult moment. It didn't mean that the phrase that I uttered sped up the time apart, but it did give us an outlook that helped the time go by. Because like I said, sometimes you got to find your happy place, if you know what I mean. So as I was thinking about putting all these thoughts together, this kind of rambling thing about finding your happy place and evoking memories of other times, it made me recall a book that I read many years ago. The book was called The Alexander Dolgan Story, about an American in the Russian Gulag. It's an amazing story, y'all. In 1948, Alexander was on his lunch break when KGB agents arrested him on false charges of espionage. He spent time in the infamous Lubyanka and Lefortovo prisons where he was tortured and eventually tried and convicted. He spent the next 8 years in Soviet gulags being tortured and abused. Many other prisoners in like conditions, they lost their sanity, but not Alexander. During all of that time, Alexander Dolgan kept his sanity by reminding himself of other things and literally distracting his mind with things that seemed mundane but necessary. At one point, he was in solitary confinement, and every 5 minutes a guard would look in to make sure he wasn't sitting down or sleeping. But there was some kind of a loud factory nearby that would occasionally crank up so loud you couldn't hear yourself talk. So Alexander would use that time to march around his cell singing his favorite songs at the top of his lungs and remembering other times. The guards couldn't figure out what he's doing because they couldn't hear him sing, and all they could see was him walking around mouthing words. On another occasion, after a year of long solitary confinement, he determined what he believed the length of his cell to be and decided, how many laps of my cell would equal 1 kilometer? So he mentally mapped out the trek to get from Russia to Europe, and in his mind, he walked from one country to the next. And years later, when he was freed, he said that in his estimation, he covered enough distance to have walked the distance from Moscow across all of Europe and halfway across the Atlantic Ocean to America. Alexander was unexpectedly freed in 1956. Somewhere in the midst of all that literal torture and injustice, Alexander Dolgan actually found his happy places in his mind. He could give in or he could lose his sanity. He could make the conscious choice to defy his despair and find something else to fill his mind besides the darkness of his present circumstances. And look, don't think I'm just being trite here. I am fully aware that sometimes it's hard to find the glass half full or to distract yourself from the major problems and then still carry on. But if Dolgan can do it in the midst of such great and overwhelming tragedy and torture, then who am I to think that I can't? I mean, if Brad Arnold can find the sun again, then guess what? So can we all. Finding your happy place is not denial. It's not. Finding your happy place is choosing not to let your problems have the ultimate influence over you. There is absolutely no value in wallowing around in your despair, even when the rest of the world might look at your circumstances and agree that wallowing might even make sense. I mean, Alexander Dolgan's book became a bestseller because it told of the inability of the gulags to break the spirit of a man who was willing to make a choice to see the glass half full whenever he could. For me, it's faith. For me, it's faith. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. But whatever your circumstances, you need to be ready at all times to find that happy place. Do all you can to choose to see the glass half full. And I'm saying, don't allow your problems to have the ultimate influence over you. Maybe you put on a song that reminds you of a happier time and evoke those memories and the sense of things that went with them. I may go listen to some Johnny Cash and think about being a kid in my dad's car right after the show. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.